Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindness, his tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Center Stage coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brothers and Sisters in Christ Jesus at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA, and God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. The following is a reading from Counsels and Thoughts for the Spiritual Life of Believers, page 278 and 279, written by Preacher Thomas Moore. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 16. God, even our Father, which hath given us good hope through grace. What a blessing it is to have always the consciousness of a good hope through grace, a good hope of eternal life. That is, a hope well grounded and fully assured in which nothing can shake. For sinners to have such a hope as this, it must be, indeed be through grace, grace that lays the foundation of it, grace that gives the assurance of it, and grace that makes the assurance abiding and unchangeable. The God of grace has provided for all this in His covenant arrangement, made known in His holy word. We learn that this good hope has for its foundation the everlasting love of God the Father, the perfected salvation for sinners wrought out through the shed blood and perfect obedience of the Lord Jesus as the sinner's substitute, and the unerring testimony of the Holy Spirit. It is, however, one thing to have this hope assured generally to the children of God in covenant arrangements, and another thing to have it assured personally to the individual consciousness of the awakened sinner. Yet without this, there can be no abiding consolation. This personal assurance comes through believing in the Lord Jesus as the way of salvation through His atoning death, and trusting to the promise of God that all who thus believe shall never perish, but have everlasting life. A true sense of need, however, always precedes this believing on Jesus, and a sense of need accompanied with real earnestness of mind and heart, such as only true need truly realized will cause, an earnestness which nothing earthly can extinguish, because through the grace of the Holy Spirit it is the earnestness of a soul that wants to escape from the wrath to come, and which can find no rest until fully assured of having escaped forever. It is an earnestness which puts all temporal things in a very secondary and subordinate place, and which, however, hindered by indwelling sin, our outward seducing or opposing influences, returns yet again and again as the unalterable manifestation of the newly quickened life of grace in the soul, until finding rest in the finished work of Christ, the soul rejoices in the assurance of being indeed the possessor of a good hope through grace. Outstanding! The righteousness of God that is demanded and required of God must bring honor and satisfaction to God's holy character. He is faithful to Himself. The standard of acceptance is always and only absolute perfection. Christ came into the world to establish a perfect righteousness by His effectual, satisfactory, finished work for His people. The merit of that created gift is imputed in every generation for the justification of those elect whom the Father chose before the world began. The sheep hear the shepherd's voice through the gospel call by the power of the Spirit and receive the Lord our righteousness by God giving faith in our cause to reject and flush all other forms of so-called righteousness that compete with that of Christ's alone. He is their rest, peace, hope, and assurance. The Spirit testifies to them concerning this solid ground and foundation of free and sovereign grace in Christ alone. Great message from Preacher Scott Price. A righteousness pleasing to God. By the grace of God, I believe the gospel of God's sovereign grace, and have been a believer for many years, but still remain in myself a helpless sinner, and in my flesh dwells no good thing. And yet I am not filled with despair, for I have a blessed Redeemer who ever lives for me in glory. In him I have no sin, my conscience has no sting of guilt, and I have no fear of condemnation. Without a doubt, I remain a sinner in this body of flesh. But the Lord, my righteousness, is Jesus Christ, and he is my prophet, high priest, and king. That was from an unknown preacher of righteousness. The Christian learns that if he stands, God must hold him up. If he knows anything aright, God must teach him. If he walks in the way to heaven, God must first put and afterward keep him in it. If he has anything, God must give it to him. And that if he does anything, God must work it in him. He now, through the law, that is, through his experience of its killing sentence, is become dead to the law that he may live unto God. He can no longer take a killing letter for a living rule, but is deeply conscious that it is only by being married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that he can bring forth fruit unto God. Please see Romans 7:4. Thus, by the presence of Almighty God going with him, he becomes separated from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. See Exodus 33:16. And that was from another unknown preacher of righteousness. How humility is obtained. And the Lord Jesus Christ says in John 4:23, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him," says our Lord Jesus. All acceptable worship of God comes to him through the Lord Jesus Christ, and accepted by God on the merits of Christ and him alone. When the Holy Spirit works within us to see this great truth, then and only then will we worship God in spirit and in truth. Outstanding message from Preacher Bill Parker of Eager Avenue Grace Church. All religious error is born out of a wrong view of God. The only place to get the right view of God is to hear what he says himself in Scripture. It is no surprise when you speak to men and women in our day, and they tell you about their God, that you soon see their ignorance of God's Word. They have too long taken the word of those who lie about God. God is as he says he is. Excellent. From Preacher Gary Shepherd, Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, located in Jacksonville, North Carolina, right next to that large Marine Corps base. Faith is not even a condition or instrument of justification, for it stands in relation to justification not as, for example, the eye to seeing or the ear to hearing. Faith is not a condition upon which, nor an instrumental organ through which we receive this benefit, but it is the acceptance itself of Christ and all his benefits as he presents himself to us through word and spirit. And it includes, therefore, also the consciousness that he is my Lord and I am his possession. Faith is therefore not an instrument in the proper sense of which man makes use to in order to accept Christ, but it is a sure knowledge and a solid confidence which the Holy Spirit works in the heart, and through which he persuades and assures man that he, notwithstanding all his sins, has part in Christ and all his benefits. Hallelujah. That's from an old preacher. I've never heard of him before. His name is Herman Babink. Excellent message, Brother Herman. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else." The Master, Christ Jesus, also says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tzidkenu. Bless the name, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One of Israel, HaKadosh Yisrael, hallelujah. If you are led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to www.cr.com and get their physical mailing address to send a donation. Please remember to indicate that it's for the Star Morning Gospel broadcast. Of interest, oh hey, again, just send it directly to the radio station. I don't need to see the check. I don't even need to touch it. It's generally $40 for every 15-minute commercial free, and it's worth it. I get to brag on the Lord Jesus Christ, and lots of you folks out there are rejoicing in the Holy Spirit. Of interest here is that there are tens of millions of poor folks that do not have computers, laptops, or smartphones, but that they do have old-fashioned, inexpensive radios, and that's how they're able to listen to this gospel broadcast. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated. In doing so, you are propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world, to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the soon coming Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings unto those that fear him and his holy name. Talk about a glorious future, people. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com, and please indicate what country you are from, what life is like where you live, and tell me how the reception was on your radio. And if you want to improve your reception, get some wire, copper or steel, I don't know, I guess it doesn't really matter, and attach it to your telescopic whip antenna, and then just shoot it out in the yard. Get 30, 40 feet of it, even more. It'll help your reception tremendously. And again, if you wish to write, one more time, the email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.